But at that exact moment, turning a corner, he found himself at the entrance to the great central chamber of the labyrinth. And lying on the hard stone floor at the other end was the Minotaur. It was asleep, and Theseus took a moment to look at it. The creature was even larger than he had expected it to be, with the rippling, muscled body of a massive bull, and the bull's cruel, sharp horns. Its face, shoulders, and neck, however, were those of a man. Dropping the remaining thread, Theseus began to steal forward. But the Minotaur could not be so easily surprised. Before Theseus was even a few feet closer, the monster awoke and raised its head, and its eyes opened and turned toward Theseus. And then the young hero saw that the eyes held none of the understanding of a human intelligence, but burned with the wild fury of a monstrous beast. The Minotaur rose to its feet as their eyes met. It pawed the ground as a bull will do before it charges. Then, suddenly it pounded toward him. But Theseus was not like the monster's other victims. He did not turn to run away. Instead, balanced lightly on his feet like a dancer, he waited in his place for the Minotaur to come to him. It charged forward with tremendous speed. As the distance between them narrowed, the head with the deadly long horns lowered. The Minotaur was almost upon him when Theseus moved at last. Just before the horns reached him, he leaped to the side and with his great speed and agility vaulted over the Minotaur's back. The animal raced by, then pulled up short. It shook its head, not understanding why Theseus was not impaled upon its horns. It turned around only to find Theseus in back, calling, "Here I am! Come and get me!" For Theseus wished to so anger the Minotaur that it would not realize what he was about to do.